Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. For those of you who might be new to the podcast, I am a family practice physician, a certified family practice physician, and I'm also a certified life and weight coach. In my life coaching practice, I help people who are diabetic reverse their type 2 diabetes and live a naturally healthy life. So if this is something you think that you might be interested in, you can always contact me at Delaine@DelaineMD.com. Send me a message. I'm happy to answer any questions and consult with you and kind of figure out what you need to do to start living that naturally healthy life. Some of the techniques that I use to help my type 2 diabetics reverse their diabetes, I cover on this podcast. Sometimes I cover things on our mind and how they play tricky games with us and make it very difficult for us to achieve our health goals. But today, I'm going to talk about a concept called buffering. This is something that most of us do, even though maybe we don't realize it, and really does not work well for our health. So buffering is something that the human being does to avoid feeling negative emotions. So when we talk about avoiding negative emotions, this is typically, you know, I had a bad day at work, I got in a fight with my partner, my spouse, my kids acted up and embarrassed me, my mom and I aren't getting along, it was a wild, stressful Christmas. All of these things are situations that are negative experiences that we would rather not experience. Now remember, when we say that we would rather not experience this, we're really avoiding the full human experience, because the full human experience really does involve about a 50-50 break in positive and negative emotions, in good and bad emotions. There are only two emotions you have to feel. You should expect that about half of them are going to fall on the good side and half of them are going to fall on the bad side. As human beings, we feel pretty entitled to always feel good, so we're constantly looking at ways to avoid that negative feeling. And that's where we get into this buffering business. We do all of these things that will give us some kind of external feel good to avoid the negative experience we are trying to not have. So the example I'm going to give is a work situation. So maybe you got passed over for a promotion. Your coworker got it. You really think you should have gotten it. You feel like you do a better job. You feel like your coworker maybe blows their own horn a little bit too much. Maybe your coworker embellishes their performance a little more. Maybe your coworker even maybe takes praise or responsibility for work that maybe they didn't fully do themselves. And you think this is a bunch of baloney and it's crap that you got passed over for the promotion that they got. So you go home and you complain to your husband or your spouse, and you decide that you're going to eat dinner, you're going to have dessert, and you're going to do this all with about one or two bottles of wine. In the morning, you get up and you're hungover, you're feeling a little bloated, maybe a little nauseated, you go into work, you really aren't feeling work, you're frustrated about the promotion business, you're a little hungover from the wine, you're a little bloated and feel sick in your stomach because of all the food you ate. You know you're kind of giving it a half-assed effort at work. Mid-afternoon, you get a note from your boss, a message from your boss that he wants to meet with you. And you start to worry and then stress, is this about my performance? Because, well, as it turns out today, I haven't been doing a great job. In the middle of the afternoon, when you're stressed, you start to eat cookies that are available to you at work, or maybe candy, because you're anxious about the meeting that you're going to be called into at your boss's office, and you're worried it's about your performance. So you get called into the meeting. Maybe it was about your performance, maybe it wasn't. No matter what has happened, at the end of that next day, you have extended the negative experience that you initially encountered. Your initial negative experience was just that you got passed over for a promotion. Now, you've gotten passed over for a promotion, you overdrank, you overate, you have a couple extra pounds to lose now, you have a headache, you have to go to work with a headache, you have to work your day with a headache, then you have to worry about the performance that's really probably not up to par because you're there with a headache, bloated, feeling sick from everything you did the night before, just to try to not feel bad about the fact that you were passed over for a promotion. When we try to avoid the sitting with the negative experience and we try to buffer that negative experience away with some other activity, almost always we actually grow. We actually expand the negative experience. You can see where it was just getting passed over and now it's getting passed over. It's a hangover. It's extra weight. It's stress about a meeting with the boss. It's more extra weight. You've extended that negative experience from just being passed over for a promotion to being the entire next day. And likely the next day after that. Because it's going to take you a few days to lose the weight from all the overeating that you did in the hopes of not having to fully experience the event of being passed over for your promotion. So this is the way that buffering works, right? We have a negative experience. We try to do something external to ourselves instead of just experiencing the negative experience. And we create more negativity in the process. Humans do this with drinking. We do this with eating. We do this with drug use. We do this with gambling. We do this with shopping. We do this with Facebook surfing and spending hours on Facebook. All of this in the immediate experience when you're eating, when you're out having a couple beers, trying to have a debriefing experience from work, when you're having the experience and doing the buffering, there is typically some relief. You do have a momentary feeling that's better. However, in the long term, the feeling is negative or the experience is negative. You are worsening. You are creating more negativity in your life than just dealing with the initial negative emotion. We use buffering to avoid dealing with these feelings that come up in our life. We see this in relationship issues. We see this in family issues. But what it comes down to is the feeling that you're trying to avoid is going to tell you some important things. What are you thinking? What do you believe? How do you show up in the world? When you avoid that feeling and don't look and truly process that feeling, you're missing out on living an authentic life, on living your life authentically. So again, we use this to deal with negative emotions. We use this to deal with negative experiences. Sometimes they're really heavy experiences. Sometimes they're really silly experiences. I mean, sometimes it's your dog died. Sometimes it's somebody cut you off in traffic. No matter what it is, we tend to turn, most of us, food is probably the most socially acceptable way to buffer, and we turn to food in order to feel a little bit better about that negative experience. Now remember, this is all primitive brain stuff. The primitive brain works from a behavioral triad, if you want to call it that. It is you seek out pleasure, you look to feel good, you seek to avoid pain, so you avoid any negative experiences, and you expend the least amount of energy as you possibly can. That is what the triad of behavior with the primitive brain is always trying to do. So if we can look to not feel that negative experience any more than I have to, if we can seek out Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding-Dongs and pizzas and sodas and all those feel-good foods, we get to avoid pain, we get to seek out pleasure. And of course, eating is the quickest and easiest way to do this and to feel better. Where we see this become a problem is that, of course, those behaviors cause us to overeat foods that make us sick. For diabetics, they cause your blood sugars to be high. They cause you to still produce more insulin. All of this is what leads to the diabetes state, to the disease process of diabetes. The other part of why it's a problem is it provides temporary relief from a negative experience, and the negative experience doesn't go away just because you're getting this temporary relief. When you go home and you overeat at dinner with your husband or drink an extra bottle of wine because you're mad about a promotion that you got passed over for, that doesn't mean you go to work the next day and suddenly you got the promotion. That negative experience still has to be dealt with. So when we stop using buffering experiences or buffering behaviors to deal with negative experiences, we start to live a more full life, a more authentic life. We start to allow the negative emotions just to be there, recognize that my days are going to be good and bad. Because when we try to buffer away these negative emotions, that doesn't only dumb down or numb out the negative experience, but that also doesn't allow us to fully experience the positives, right? The great things in life are not as great if you don't have some of the bad things in life to even that out. You don't feel happy unless you have felt sad in your life. You have to have the yin and the yang, right? You can't get one without the other. You don't know what it means to be cold if you haven't been warm before. You don't know what it means to be excited if you haven't been bored before. That's just part of learning, a part of our experience as human beings. To enjoy the highs, you have to have experienced the lows. And when we buffer out those lows, it numbs up or dumbs down that negative experience, but it also dumbs down that positive experience. You can't have the super high without the super low. And I'm not talking that everybody needs to have super lows in life, but if you don't allow those negative experiences, it also muffles out the positive experiences because you really don't know how great they are. So what can you expect when you stop doing this? First off, you should expect an influx of emotions that are really unpleasant because you have been actively trying to avoid them. I see this all the time with my clients. They'll say, oh, no, I don't eat to deal with my emotions. I really like M&Ms. I mean, it's fine. But what I tell them, okay, then stop eating the M&Ms, stop eating the pizza, stop eating the French fries in the middle of the afternoon that you really didn't plan to eat and see what comes up for you. And sure enough, suddenly they're really irritated with their coworkers, or suddenly they realize there are all these problems at work that are unacceptable to deal with. I just can't even deal with this anymore because it's just unacceptable. The reason they didn't notice it before is because they were numbing those emotions, those experiences up with M&Ms, with French fries, with pizza, with whatever it might be to help kind of numb out that emotion. So when you start doing this work and see, do I really buffer? Is that really me? I don't think she's talking to me. I want you to try it out. Stop eating those foods in the middle of the day that really have no need for you, that you have no need of in your body. Stop eating them and see how you handle it. See what happens. See how you emotionally respond. See how it goes. There may be some physical withdrawal, right? We know that when we stop eating flour and sugar, that there's a lot of times headaches, jitteriness, I feel like I'm going to pass out, tiredness, fatigue, all these things that come along with it. That's pretty normal, and it's a withdrawal process from those foods. And then recognize, why do you even want to stop doing this? You want to stop doing this because you really want to truly live an authentic life. An authentic life has both the positive and the negative. When you become fully aware of yourself, of your thoughts, of your beliefs, you can really offer the world your authenticity. You can know you're living an authentic, true version of yourself. It gives you confidence. That confidence is the confidence that you need to accomplish all of your health goals and everything you want in the world. And knowing that there's no negative emotion that I can't just fill and get through, it's not going to kill me. So I want you to see and look at your life and see where you think maybe you might be using some of these buffering techniques. And again, remember, this is not always food, but certainly for people who are eating foods that do not serve their body to a degree where it makes you sick, that's an issue. If you are eating so much bread, so much cereal, so many candies, so much pizza, so many wings, so many French fries that you have physically made yourself sick with diabetes, I think you really need to question whether you are using that food as a buffering technique. Other humans do this with beer, right? Some of us can just go out and have a couple beers on the weekend. We don't need to drink ourselves into a stupor. Then there are other people who make themselves physically sick through the use of alcohol. They drink and drink and drink so they don't have to deal. They drink every night when they go home. They drink at lunch. They drink all weekend long. That's a different thing, right? When your liver enzymes are bumped because of how much alcohol you're drinking, I don't care whether you consider yourself an alcoholic or not. You're drinking too much. That's how you know. You're becoming physically ill from the thing that you're doing. And when you become physically ill from those things that you're doing, you have to be very, very suspicious. Is this something that I'm doing because I don't want to feel something else that's going on in my life? Some people do this with video games. Again, it seems pretty innocent, right? It's just a video game. But when you're playing video games so much that you're not participating in the real relationships, the actual physical relationships in your life, that is a problem. You need to figure out what it is that you're buffering away with those video games. If you're out shopping, that's another way that people do this. You're spending money that you should be saving so that you can pay the taxes, so that you can go on a vacation, so that you can put your kids in college, whatever that looks like to you. When you're spending money on shoes, when you already have 7 pairs of that same color of shoe, when you're spending money on clothes, when you're spending money buying things for your house because you no longer want to buy clothes, because you don't like the way they look on you, because you're not happy with your health and your body, you are buffering from something. Stop doing it and see what it is so you can live your authentic life. You can live the most authentic, naturally healthiest life that is possible and available to you. So try this out. See how it goes. Any questions, you know you can contact me. If you find that you have been doing some of this work and you've either got some results and you're really thrilled with it, but you really feel like there's another level you can take it to, please send an email to me at delaine@delainemd.com. Let's set up time for a consult so you can get started living the naturally healthiest version of your life. I hope you have a great week and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.